Hello, I'm Carlotta Ribello, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. In just a few minutes each week, we talk about one building, one statue, or one park bench that reveals something special about our cities. As nations around the globe get into the festive season, our business editor Matt Alagaya takes a look at one of the most established and deeply symbolic Christmas traditions in the UK, the Trafalgar Square Christmas tree.
That thing we commonly describe as the Christmassy feeling, the essence of which is, at least in the West, almost universally understood, yet still oddly ineffable, begins to bubble up around this time of year, like a vat of mulled wine. But for every individual, the spark that starts the slow boil is different. For some, it's the first mince pie of December. For others, it's the first snatched rhyme of a Christmas carol carried aloft on an icy breeze. And for those highly suggestible types, it's the deluge of Christmas-themed adverts on TV that now seems to begin somewhere around mid-August. For me, though, it's the moment central London's Trafalgar Square gets its Christmas tree. The ceremony takes place at the beginning of December, as it has done for the past 69 winters. At 6 p.m. sharp, the lights of the National Gallery opposite are dimmed slightly. A brass band blossoms into life, the bright white lights adorning the tree are switched on, and the assembled crowd erupts in modest cheers. There is something reassuringly low-tech about the whole ensemble. Less than a mile away, the lights on Oxford Street are a blaze of twinkling and sparkling bulbs, but often in recent years these displays have been sponsored by some garish children's film franchise. What's truly heartwarming about the 25-metre spruce currently standing in Trafalgar Square is the story behind it. Because it is nothing new. In fact, every year since 1947, Norway has cut down one of the biggest spruces in the forests outside Oslo and shipped it the 700 miles to the UK capital.
This is a very important tradition, and we are very proud of that tradition, and I think that we will continue for a long, long time.
When the tree arrives in London, goes on in Trafalgar Square, and the mayor will turn on the lights, that really is the traditional start of Christmas.
For close to 70 years, it's been offered as a gift, a symbol of gratitude. When neutral Norway was invaded by Nazi Germany in 1940, it was the British who sent their warship, the HMS Glasgow, to Oslo to pick up the Norwegian royal family and government and bring them back to Britain. For 5 years, until the end of the war, the Norwegian government operated in exile from a base in Britain, and the Norwegian king broadcast speeches through the BBC, which were heard across his own country. When the war ended, the annual shipment of a giant spruce began as a sign of thanks for that assistance and sense of kinship. If you'll allow a soppy Europhile a moment of reflection, it seems that central message has more profundity this winter than in years past. Since the summer and Britain's fateful referendum, there is a sense that Europe has become something other, an entity with which our future relationship will be characterised by conflict and rivalry. The story of the Norwegian Christmas tree in Trafalgar Square reminds us that our relationship with Europe is deep and complex. So I'll be raising a glass to our Norwegian brothers this Christmas, and hoping silently that we join them soon in the EEA.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Matt Alagaya for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Carlotta Ribello, goodbye, and thank you for listening, City Lovers.